Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagiga Daf Yutes and the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Amud Aleph, 12 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Omar Reb Yochanan, Yochanan tells us, Be'svio Sh'omru, we mention in the Mishnah that there's three parts of the Kli. There's Toichoi, what's inside, there's Gaboi, the back of it, and then there is Be'svio. So the way we translated it, Be'svio, is the handle. This is incorrect. Handle means that there's something sticking out of the kli, which is called a beis yad in the Lashon of the Mishnah. And that doesn't get tumah at all al yedei mashkim. So what does it mean over here, beis tzvio? It means a way to hold the kli. It's some indentation on the side of the kli, some opening in the kli for a person to put his fingers, his hand, and that's called beis tzvio. Now this entry, this sheka, this indentation, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz. It doesn't matter if it's inside the kli or outside of the kli. It's considered to be that separate thing, which is called beis tzvio. Why they do that? Kedach she'en nikiim toifsim boy. People that are nikiim, they don't want to get themselves dirty or don't want to touch the inside of the kli, so they have this place to hold on to the kli. Omav zeiru efshal loymar b'noguv, she'en ha'adayim etamois b'noguv. So what would be the case exactly that you have beis tzvio? If we're talking about that it's wiped out, and there's no liquid in it at all, so then there's no tumor. Yadayim we're not mitame the kli without mashkim. Aval efshaloi remember maloi mashke shemechevin shenogaboy timo. I mean, you can't even talk about a case that it's full of liquid the kli, because when he comes to hold the base at sphere, which is the indentation in the kli, he's touching the liquid, so he merely becomes tummy because he touched the liquid. Because the indentation is right next to the svasakli. So if it's full of liquid in the inside, he will touch the liquid. The kli is not full of liquid, but there's a little bit liquid in the beis tzvio, in that place where he holds on to the kli. Says the Gemara, this liquid which is in the handle of the kli, in the holding place of the kli, kemashke beis mibachayo, that the liquids like you have in beis hamikdash. We learn that the liquid in beis hamikdash has a din of tahara, it doesn't get tumo, but we're bim koimon, it's tor in its place in beis hamikdash. But once it moved out of beis hamikdash, got tame. Meaning, the place where he puts his hand is going to be tummy over there only, but it won't be tummy in someplace else. And this comes to answer the question. The Gemara asks, what's the case? If you have liquid in the kli, so the liquid becomes tummy. Answers the Gemara, yes, but the same way you see mashke beit b'chayo differentiate between if it's in beis hamikdash outside. So here, when we said that the base at Tzvio doesn't get tumo, I mean, doesn't transfer tumo, whatever he's touching will become tumo in its place, but it won't transfer tumo into the kli. I mean, Rabbanan limited the tumo of the base at Tzvio, even though it's touching the liquid of the kli. If you have the mashke of Beis HaMikdosh, and you took it out, now it became tumo, because only in Beis HaMikdosh you have a din that it's tar. The mashkevis in the chayah that went out, it still has the same gdusha. Talk about that it went out, came back in. So mashkevis mitbachayo in the beis hamikdash is tar. It went out, it has din of tumah. But it came back in, even though when it was outside, it had a din of tumah. Once it goes back into beis hamikdash, it has a din of tahara again. Says the Gemara, Nitma Mashke Ha'elyoin V'Hoyoshoises V'Yoirit. When you have the liquid in the Hazara in the Beis HaMikdash that's coming out, starting to spill towards the outside. So Rabo V'Raboin Berchio Chadom Rimkor Matohor Yordul Matan Tome. In its place, you have the Mashke Beis HaMikdash doesn't get Tumo. But the liquid which is going out, even though it's still touching the thing inside, that part is Tome. The other one says, as long as it's connected to the mashke in Beis HaMikdash, it has enough tahara. Continues the Gemara, goes back to the Mishnah. We spoke about the different parts of the kli. The Gemara says, that's only liquid that touch food. So that tum is a tum of derabon. A mashke shidmu b'sheretz, but if it touched the sheretz, tum of deraiso, tumei mem. So whenever one part becomes tame, the entire kli is tame. So the more time that we learn, Maseches Kelim, Kol HaKelim, Yesh LeMacharayim, V'Toich, V'Yesh LeBeit Tzviyo. I mean, they divided the inside, the back, and the place where you hold the Kli, divided into two, in three, as we learned in our Mishnah. Kodin is the one that you test on the base. Ratar Fenomar, La Reiv, V'Gdoy, L'Shaleitz. We're only talking about a very large bowl of wood. There, the base of Tzviyo, it's considered to be its own part. But small Kelim, we don't divide it this way. Even for small kelim like a cup, you're mechalik between the inside, the back, and the base tzviyo. This we mentioned in passing in the previous daf. The mayor says we're talking about yadayim tmeyos and yadayim tohoyos. We're splitting the kli into three different parts regarding yadayim that are ready tame and transferring tumor from the hands to the kli, and regarding yadayim that tohoyos and receiving tumor from the kli. So yadayim tmeyos is if the hands is touching the handle, it won't make the inside of the kli tame. If the hands are tame, yadayim tohoyos, if there's a tumor in the back of the kli and the hands are touching the handle, it will not become tame. Omar b'yaisi lo yamru elo yadayim tohoyos bilvad. Meaning this only applies for yadayim tohoyos, for hands that are tar, they should not become tame if the tumor is another part of the kli. But if the yadayim are tmeyos, we're not separating the three parts of the kli, and the whole kli becomes tame right away. Says the Gemara, according to Amir, you yodov tmeus. If the hands are tame, me'achorei kois tohoyim, in the back of the kli, of the kois of the cup star, mashke lechutz like a kois, and there's liquid on the top of the kois. Ve'achsoi bebeit tzviyoso, and he's touching the handle. Pshita shein mashke mitome minayad letames hakois. I mean, the hand is touching the liquid that's touching the base of tzviyo, the handle. That will become tame, but the back of the cup will not become tame. So as the Gemara, do we say also Keshem Shein Mashke Mitam Minayad Letames Hakoyis? The same way the liquid that the hand touch doesn't mitam the whole cup, only the place that it touch. Maybe also Kachin Mashke Mitam Minayad Letame Kikir B'Mokom Acher. So if the hand touched a liquid, then that liquid went and touched a kikar, bread, maybe won't be mitamet. Maybe the tumas yadayim is only in its place where it's touching. The same way when it touches one part of the kli, the other part doesn't become tame. So when it touches a liquid in one place and it goes somewhere else, it won't make the kikar tame. So the more nishreinim and ados, even the following. And we're going to use here the girsa Reb Chaim uses, which is the girsa of the Vilna Gaon. So it says, Mashkim tohoyim netunim bebeis tzviyoso shel kois. You have liquid which is tar, which is in the handle of the cup. Nogobim kikar tome timum. If a bread touched it, it made it tome. So the price is telling us if you have the liquid and the bread touches it, so then it's tome. Now it doesn't say what is the tome for. Obviously, we're not talking about the tome as a kli, because then it should have said that the kli is tome. It says the liquid is tome. So leizad dover timon, what did it make a tummy for? Loyle tame kika or bemokamacher. Obviously, it's in order to make this liquid tame somewhere else, meaning that if a tomatic bread touched the liquid, now the liquid, if it goes somewhere else, will make a bread tame. So says the Gemara, mipnei shem mine kikar. Tafka, because a bread touched it. Ha minayad, but if a hand touched it, loy. That's the gears again that Reb Chaim is using. I mean, the Gemara is saying, you see, there's a difference. Bread, which has a tumor, even though it's a tumor derabanan, but it's a more chomadic tumor. So then, when it touches liquid, it makes it tame, then now it could go somewhere else to make something tame. But if the hand touched it, it won't go somewhere else to make it tame. So we answer the question, if the hand touched it, can it make tumor somewhere else? And the answer is no. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe that's only when the liquid is not on the hand. The liquid is in the kli. And he came with his hand and touched it, so maybe we'll have this kula. But if the liquid is on the hand itself, and then he took this wet hand and held the handle of the kli, I feel ken ain mashke mitame minayad letame es hakois. Do we see over there as well that the mashke will not be mitame the whole kois if he touches the handle? Only when the liquid is in the mokum and the hand touches the liquid, we say it doesn't transfer over. But if the liquid is in the hand, maybe it does transfer over. So when you shrink in a dough, see for the following. Mashkin tmeim nesunim bekarka. You have liquid on the ground. No go bohem kois shachoyruv tehoyrus bebeitziosoy nitu. So you have mashkin tome on the ground and a kli touched it in its handle. The whole kli becomes tome. Because only by tumas yadayim we're makel, if one part of the kli becomes tummy, the other part is not. But if I have your liquid, which is tummy mamish, I'll give you karka. So if the part of the kli touches it, the whole kli becomes tummy. The reason why this price says the liquid is on the ground, much of the liquid would be on the hand, we'll have a din of tubas yadayim. And then one part of the kli will not be tamed the other part of the kli. So we answered the question. The question was, if the liquid is on the hand and he touched one part of the kli, does the entire kli become tamed only the place that he's touching? The answer is only the place that he's touching. So we explained this Mishnah based on Remeir. The Remeir said that if the hand is tameh, and we talk about receiving tumor from the hand. Okay, Rabbi, according to the base, we talk about only Torahs. Are you Yod of Torahs? If his hands are Torah, and the back of the cup is tameh. Moshke nosun al gavayad vochos obeitzios. He has liquid on his hand, and he touches the handle. So the liquid will not be tamei zayad, because that's what we said, that it's choluk ligabei taharo, meaning ligabei yadayim tahoros. The yadayim tahoros don't get tumo one part of the kli from the other part of the kli. Okay, shem shein mashke mitamei min hakoyis letamei zayad, the same way you say the liquid is not going to become tamei to make the hand tamei. Kachin mashke mitamei min hakoyis letamei kiko b'mokom acher. So a similar question you asked before, is it only a din by yadayim that the liquid won't make the yad tamei? But if the liquid will touch a bread, it will make it tummy. Continues to go on to have chofam udal, learn from the following. Again, using the gear of Rav Chaim, which is based on the grow. Mashkim tehoirim. Nisuni bakarka, you have mashkator. On the ground, no go baim, koyus shachorv tmeim, ois bebeit siyoso, nitbu mashkin. So if a cup that has the back of it, that has the back of the tummy, and it touched it, bimokav tzviyos in the handle, so the mashke becomes tummy. Leiz edovani tmo, what he means it became tummy, lo tummy akiko bimokav achi, in order to cause tumo in the kikor somewhere else. Pishel gabi karka, al gabi yad loy. So now the mashke, which is in the karka, meaning regular mashke. But if it's on the yad, we talk about tuma sedayim, so it doesn't become tummy, even to make tumo in a kikor bimokav achi, even if you want to put the liquid somewhere else and make something tummy. So that's a similar raya to what we had before regarding Remeir. Kodir is going says, Ela mashke not to look at a koi. So until now we talk about the mashke is in the hand. And the question is, when the kli touches the mashke in the hand, does it make it tome? If that kli is tome in one side, it won't make the mashke in the hand when it touches the other side. But what happens to the mashke not to look at a koi? The mashke is in the cup. And he held the handle. Afilu ken ein mashke mitame. Mina kois atame sayad. Do you want to tell me the liquid will not make it tummy even when the liquid is in the kli? So the one is reading mina do. We'll learn from the following: mashke tumei nesuni bebeitz tviyoso shel kois. Yeah, mashke tummy in the handle of the cup. Nogo behem kikator and a bread touched it. Nitmo. Then the bread becomes tummy. Learn more the kikor hayad lohi. Meaning similar to the rise we had before. The only thing that becomes tummy from the kli when the liquid is in the kli is only a kikor that touches the kli. But if it's a hand touching the kli, it does not become tummy. So the structure of the sugi was, we brought Remeir. Remeir said the hands are tummy and they make it tummy. He asked the Gemara, do we say that this liquid can be tummy a kikor b'mokom acher? Gemara said no. Do we say there's a difference if the liquid is on the kli or liquid is on the hand? Said the Gemara, no. Then we spoke according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, we talk about the opposite case, that the hand is tar and it gets tumor from the kli. So the shayla, does the liquid in the hand get tumor? The answer is no. Does the liquid in the hand get tumor to be mitame bread? The answer is no as well. Then the Gemara asks, what about if the liquid is not in the hand, the liquid is in the kli, will that change anything? So the Gemara, no, the hand will never become tumor for the liquid in the kli. So two similar questions, one according to Remeir's explanation, one according to Rabbi Yossi's explanation. With this we conclude, Yoshami Chagigo Daf Yutes.